we have Susan Schmidt, who is with us. She's going to tell you her background here in just a little bit. I know her as the person who was telling Mark Meadows, helping him keep his schedule and keep through his busy day as a state representative. Susan Schmidt is live in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Take us from your professional background up to where we are now.
Well, I've spent my life teaching school and teaching children and all the way up through adults that have learning disabilities, things that a lot of parents are familiar with, whether it be children with ADHD or people with dyslexia. So have done that since 1979, have done a few other things during that time, worked at Indiana University as an academic advisor, and now work at Lansing Community College in the Transitional Learning Department. But during the last 5 years, I've been the Chief of Staff for State Representative Mark Meadows.
And you're here this morning to make an announcement. You have the con.
Yes, I'm here. I've spent the last 5 years serving the people of Meridian Township, East Lansing, and Williamstown Township with Representative Meadows, and have spent nearly 20 years serving the East Lansing community, and I want to extend forward with that service, and I'm throwing my hat in the ring to run for the State House seat for the 69th District.
All right. Why in the world would you do that?
I've had a lot of people ask me that. They asked me that when I ran for school board and served on the East Lansing School Board. You know, right now with term limits, a representative has 6 years to serve the people of Michigan. And you come in and it takes you a period of time to understand how the legislative process works. And I think to have a real viable voice for the people, I have that 5 years experience that I want to offer up and to continue to serve the district.
All right. You are running in a district that has been known to put a Democrat in that seat, and I know you hope to continue that. What's been the feedback from family, friends, and others about you putting your hat into the ring?
You know, it's been very favorable. It's very humbling to tell people that you're going to do something like this and see the response, and people are excited. They're really glad that I've had that experience there. They said, you know, you can hit the ground running. You understand our community. You know what's important to us. And it's been very humbling.
All right. What are you going to do? You've got a lot of Republicans that are going to be working with you. You've got a Republican governor. And how do you see that?
You know, there's always been both parties at the Capitol. Over the last 5 years, I've worked with other staff and representatives on both sides of the aisle. And I think that there are a lot of things that we don't agree on, but there are many things we do agree on. And we all care about Michigan, and we all care about families and the ability to raise our children. And I believe that dialogue with the other side of the aisle is important and trying to find common ground.
What do you think about Governor Rick Snyder? Has he done a good job from your estimation?
You know, I think this last 5 months has been a very difficult time to watch. As a person who's a parent with two children in college, as an educator, you know, for almost 30 years, when I see the way things have gone down as far as how we are taking funding away from schools and instead giving tax breaks to larger businesses in order to do that, I'm concerned about that because I really think as a future, when I look at the state of Michigan and I look at the next generation and our workforce, we must empower them with a good education. That means everything.
All right. Well, in the education issue, you've got two sides. You've got the teachers who say, you know, we're used to getting paid this and getting these benefits, and it's difficult to fire bad teachers, and there's a lot of stability in the past there. And then you have the other side that's saying, hey, we've got to bring you in line with the private sector and what you get in salary and benefits, and we need to hold you more accountable for test scores. Where do you stand? How do you figure your way out through that maze?
Well, first of all, I think when you talk about salaries and benefits, I think it's important to have a conversation about compensation. When you're comparing any public employee, whether it be a teacher, a state worker, somebody that's a state trooper, with the private sector, you can't just look at benefits. You have to look at the salary and benefits package. And, you know, in the private sector, if you see people that are making higher salaries and their benefits are lower, and in reverse, in the public sector, lower salaries and better benefits, I really think you have to do an informed comparison there. As far as teachers, you know, it's sad. We have a lot of people retiring, and it feels like teachers are being attacked a bit here. There are teachers that need to be counseled out of the profession. There are teachers that need help to improve. But I think this full contact on making teachers look like they're at fault when we have children in poverty and children in very difficult situations having difficulties in school and dumping that all on the teachers, I think that's a little misdirected.
We're going to talk with you in a second segment after the news break, and we're going to focus more on budgets. But talking about teachers, what's the solution? It seems that the administrators kind of lost their way when it came to administrating, if you will, and the unions seemed to have more power to dictate what was going to occur and what wasn't. And with the decrease in funding, there's just somewhat of a disconnect, I think, between the public and and the teachers. What can be done?
Well, when you say administrators, you're meaning principals and superintendents and
correct.
That type of thing?
Correct.
You know, I don't... I guess I don't see a disconnect as much with the teachers and the administrators. I mean, administrators have to do a good job of evaluating. That is their job. Are we doing the kinds of things to make sure our administrators are well-trained so they can do that? But more importantly, an administrator is a curriculum leader in a building. And when a teacher comes into a classroom when they're first starting out, those first 5 years of probation, I think it's the administrator's job to help foster and help a teacher become better. I mean, I don't know about you, but in my first 5 years of my profession, I was still learning the ropes. You know, you're taught what you're taught in college, but then you come out. Now, that being said, we also need to identify people that are in our profession that do need to be counseled out of the profession. So I think there needs to be a better dialogue about how we help administrators do a better job.
All right, you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show live on 1320 WILS. Susan Schmidt has announced that she is running for Mark Meadows' term limited. He's going to be out because of term limitations, and so that seat in the 69th District is now open. Susan's running for that. We're going to have her for another segment here after our news.